What's up, nerds? We're your hosts. I am Chad.
And I am Jake. This is our weekly podcast where we explore the world of nerd from TV, movies, games, comics, news, and books.
We will give you our opinions, theories, and oftentimes spoilers.
We will also have friends and experts as guests on the show to elaborate further on those topics.
But be prepared. We like to have a few drinks, so buckle up.
If you want to support our show, like, share, and subscribe wherever you enjoy your podcasts.
You can also become a premium subscriber over at buymeacoffee.com/allthingsnerd.
So let's get into it. This is the All Things Nerd Podcast.
Nerd. Welcome, nerds, to the All Things Nerd Podcast, your weekly dive into all things nerd. Jake, I hope that you had a good week. With that, let's jump right into our first topic. But first, cheers. Yum.
All right, we are going to talk about Invincible, the season two finale. Spoiler alert, if you haven't seen it, obviously check back in with us. We want to hear what you have to think about it, but we're going to tell you what we thought about it. So that's enough time if you're still here and you haven't seen it. It's your own fault. So fucking hell, dude. It's bloody. It's fun. There is some multiversal elements to it. Heavy multiversal elements to it, and we will break those down. But yeah, I mean, god damn it, I'm really upset that this is season finale already. Look, it went by so fast, even though they made us wait. Like,
it's because they split the season, you know.
Yeah, so, yeah, motherfuckers.
We only got four episodes at a time.
Yeah,
it's like, oh, we had to wait 2 years, and then we get it for a month.
Four episodes, yeah.
And then they made us wait 4 or 5 more months, and then they're like, okay, here's the rest. And you're like, yeah, oh. Yeah.
But then, yeah, and then we joked, I mean, we talked about how they joked about it last week with the, like...
animation styles.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. But so it's kind of like, fuck you, fans. This is why... yeah. This is why it's taking so long. It's not our fault.
Because... But you were even saying last week, and now I also want to go back and rewatch all of season one and then compare it to season two to see how many of those, like, animation tricks are used both in season one and in season two, like,
yeah, for
comparatively.
Sure. But yeah, season finale was strong. We know the cliffhanger the episode before was Angstrom Levy. Right?
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So did I say his last name right? Is it Levy or Levy? Angstrom Levy has Mark's mom and younger brother hostage. And that's where it left off. So this episode picks right up right there.
It started with something else. I'm trying to, like, it's like a not super important scene. And then it shows, like, a different dude, like, out for a jog. And I was like, oh, my God. Are they going to play out an entire episode and not give us this final showdown and let that be the fucking... That's not the case.
No.
For anyone that's wondering, it's not. But at first... Because we joked about it, even both on camera and off camera last week, of what if they, like, make a filler episode...
Just completely... divert everything to something else.
Exactly.
And then give us, like, the cliffhanger being that.
Yeah, because it opens with, I think it's Omni-Man, like, fighting in the prison as a way of, like,
that is
make sure
is,
he's
yeah.
back up to strength and whatever. Yeah. And I was like, no.
Yeah. But.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They don't do that. We get, like, almost the full episode is Mark and Angstrom fighting each other. Kind of fighting each other. Really, they don't fight until the end. But really, it's just Mark trying to fight him and then getting yeeted into different universes.
Which was very fun.
Yeah. Let's break down some of the multiverses.
Yeah. I mean, the first one that he gets sent to, was it the first one or was it the second one?
It was the first one because that's how it is in the comics. Is
yeah.
You're talking about the Keaton one, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the first one.
Not Michael Keaton as Batman, but we'll get to that one in a second.
We'll get to that. He is a Batman.
Yeah. He's thrown into a Spider-Man-esque. In the comics, it's actually Spider-Man. They talk about the Avengers, Tony Stark, all that stuff.
You know that this is just Sony being a bitch about it.
Yeah, because why would Marvel not let them use it when Marvel let them use it in the comics, you know?
Yeah.
It's 100% Sony being like, no, you can't have Spider-Man animation. That's like our thing.
Fucking 15 seconds, like, quit being a bitch.
Yeah.
Quit being a bitch. Yeah. Why are you being a bitch?
Don't be a bitch.
Don't. That's what the fans want. Why would you? That's more hype for Spider-Man.
Don't.
That's helping both sides out. Like, why would you? Ugh. Yeah. Whatever.
But so we get Agent Spider, but it is voiced by Josh Keaton, who voiced Spider-Man, in a handful of animated projects.
It gives off the vibe of Spider Monkey in No Way Home. No. Yeah. No. Far From Home. Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Agent yeah. Spider. And yeah. It's like, is that Spider-Man? No, that's Spider Monkey. He's the British version yeah. of Spider-Man.
I read yeah, about him online.
Yeah.
We got the Kirkland brand Spider-Man.
Yeah. Ugh. It was whatever. I'm glad that Josh Keaton voiced it, but I bummed that they didn't actually give us Spider-Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But 100%. And, you know, still funny. Like,
yeah.
Invincible being like, are you sure you're not the bad guy? You've got glowing red eyes. That's menacing. And he's like, no, see? And then Professor Octopus, not doctor, he probably has a doctorate. you know, attacks. It is still funny. You still get the sarcasm and wit
yeah.
of Josh Keaton voicing Spider-Man. They just couldn't.
We also get a Batman-esque reference. It is a they can't actually say Batman, but you see Batman's cape
again. Kind of. Like, it had to have been, like, negotiations yeah. or not wanting to pay for right. the licensing.
Yeah.
Or, let's be honest, James Gunn being like, nah, fam.
Again, why? Why? Share it for the fans. We're yeah. the ones that are fucking in the comics, bankrolling you motherfuckers. You know what I mean?
In the comics, like, it another scene directly pulled from the comics with Invincible, but you actually see, you know, like, the claws on Batman's...
Yeah.
hands, and it's a longer conversation yeah. but he's like, so you're yeah. a man that
dresses you just
like
see a his cape kind of flapping in the wind, and then Invincible's like, but so you dress up like a bat and you're a man, it just seems kind of lazy, the name. You know, and that's the scene we get. Yeah, it
but pulled directly from the comic still, just yeah. with less Batman being shown.
You do the next one. There's a couple more, but whatever one you want, I don't care.
There's a Mad Max one.
Yeah. I forgot about that one. So there's three more. Yeah, that I can think of.
Three more. I can only think of one other one, but you watched more of the show than I did.
Go for it.
Other Robert Kirkman one of the Walking Dead universe. Go for
it.
Universe.
Yeah. Take it.
He gets thrown into a zombie apocalypse. It's just, it's a cool nod because it's Robert Kirkman still who.
Say the name of the show.
Did The Walking Dead.
There you go. And,
but the original graphic novels that the show is based on. but it was just fun. And everyone it was 100% clickbait online of everyone being like, oh my God, Rick Grimes shows up in Invincible. No, he doesn't. It's just, there's just walkers. Because you can't call them zombies because they never do.
You really don't know the other one.
I might be forgetting it.
This is fun for me because I'm not a gamer. You're a gamer.
Oh, the Fortnite one.
Fortnite, yeah. When Mark comes out of one of the portals, he has a Fortnite gun, and he hits Engstrom with it. And
yeah, the dragon scale sniper rifle.
Yeah, but was like, dude, you're a gamer. How do you not know
this? I have a strong dislike of Fortnite because I'm so bad at it.
I've never fucking played it because it looks retarded to me.
My cousin.
No offense to any of our, you know, listeners that play it. I've watched some of my best friend's kids play it, and it's not for me. I love video games, but that's not one
I've played it a couple of times. What was wild was the first time that I played, I won. Like, it was, you know, a solo, every man for himself, you know, complete battle royale, and I won. And I was like, sweet. It's probably because I have a good understanding of games, but I don't
probably
have
because
a
you
very
were playing
high
a bunch of little kids.
Well, that too. But there's so many people that could just kick my ass in that game. But it was the very first time that I played. So, like, I had no ranking, but, like, I'm decent at video games. And then my cousin's like, oh, sweet. So you've played. Cool. Let's play. I don't understand the point. I can't move fast enough to swap between the whole like building and fighting thing. It's wild. I don't get it. But what's crazy is in Fortnite, because they brought in like Omni-Man, Adam Eve, Invincible, all that as additional skins for like, you know, a season of their online play. But the reason that Invincible is there, it's like a cutscene when you get the skin, and it is because Angstrom Levy throws him into that dimension. Like, they take that from it, so then they played into it, so now that's canon, I guess.
Yeah, which that's why Mark is there, and he doesn't know how long he was there because Angstrom threw him there. Yeah.
And it's Angstrom even says, he's like, I don't know how time passes in these different universes. And then the next time the portal opens, he comes flying out of the portal holding the Fortnite sniper rifle.
It just fucking pistol whips him with it.
Yeah. Fucking hilarious.
Only not a pistol, but yeah.
Yeah.
Amazing. Yeah. The writing was super good on this. This is something that I had talked to you about off camera that I wanted to bring up about the black eyes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So in there's some similarities between Mark, his mom, and Omni-Man. Even in the promo art for the upcoming this season, when it was coming out, was like Mark in his Invincible costume, like standing, you know, fists balled up. And there's a puddle in front of him, and it was Omni-Man as his, like, shadow, basically, his reflection coming back at him. And this whole season has been, like, Mark trying to separate himself from his dad and the Viltrumites and shit like that. Mm-hmm. But there's also there's a similar part with Mark's mom in the beginning of the season where she's just kind of like doesn't know what to do with herself, and she's just kind of like blindly walking through the city. And it's paralleled with Omni-Man flying through space with nowhere to go and just kind of blindly flying until he finds the, what are they called? The Thraxans?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that gives him some purpose. And, it was very cool. I read this. This isn't my own observation, unfortunately, but that I wish I knew the TikToker's name so I could credit him in this, but Mark, his dad, and his mom all have black eyes, and they're all on the left side. This isn't a thing in the comics, because where we are in the comics, they show these same scenes where, you know, his Omni-Man and Alan meet at the end of the episode, and Omni-Man doesn't have a black eye. But in this, in the show, they all have black eyes, and the writers deliberately did this to show that Mark, his mom, and Omni-Man are all still connected in some way. It was very deliberately done.
I didn't notice Omni-Man's black eye.
Yeah.
But I did notice, just watching the episode with Mark and his mom both having, you know, the same eye being like bruised and swollen shut. And it's cool, because it, you know, it's changing the source material a little bit while still like foreshadowing that connection, because we don't get to read, you know, the background narration, you know, that's going on. the showrunners are definitely paying attention, and they're making changes where it makes sense. Obviously, you don't want it to be a shot for shot.
Also, can I say that Steven Yeun, as a voice actor, nailing it. Yeah. The emotion that dude can put through into a cartoon just with his voice is fucking crazy. Crazy. Don't get me wrong. I love Steven Yeun. I watched The Walking Dead. I watched Beef. You know, like, I love Steven Yeun. I think he's great. And watching him in Invincible has been great, too. But I just wanted to point out that the amount of emotion just through voice acting, like, people are like, oh, you just talk on a... You know, that's not how it is. Like, selling that emotion
Talk on camera, like, into a microphone.
Not camera, sorry, yeah. It's into a microphone. But, like, showing... Fucking selling that emotion for a cartoon... just through your voice is insane and fucking Steven Yeun. Yeah.
This doesn't have anything to do with Steven Yeun, but that's something that I love to watch, like, behind the scenes, especially for, like, video games and stuff like that. Especially because I'm a huge fan of Critical Role. Laura Bailey... Ashley Johnson, you know, from The Walking Dead, and watching, like, behind the scene, or not The Walking Dead, sorry, The Last
of Us. I was like, she wasn't on The Walking Dead. The Last of Us.
From The Last of Us, watching behind the scenes of them, like, voicing their characters for the video game, and just, like, when it's supposed to be, like, a super emotional thing, and watching, you know, or hearing the recording engineer be like, and cut. And then they, like, are wiping tears because they, like, get themselves so into that moment. I think that it's not as appreciated as it needs to be.
I think that I agree with you. Yes, 100%. 100 with another 100% on top of it.
That's a lot.
Because I think the difference is that I think because I'm not an actor or a voice actor, but working a scene with somebody. And you're in that element, you're on set, and you're working that scene together. I feel like that, I don't know. I feel like that would be easier than just being in a room by yourself with a microphone in front of you and having somebody be like, okay, here's your lines. I need you to get emotional. And, like, to be able to, like, turn that on for yourself and, like, get in, like, an emotional headspace with nothing around you influencing you in any way, that's really talented.
And even at the... yes, 100%. 100%, to use your words. That alone is incredible. And at the best case scenario is being able to, you know, watch the animation. But you still have to, like... know that character. You still have to know what they would like. You, it's yeah. like almost being a method actor without having to like live as that character. You know, you walk into the booth, they might show it to you a couple of times or read you the script a couple of times, and then it's just boom. And you have to like dive into that. Like you're not living as that character. You're just providing your, like, that's incredible.
I mean, I'm not going to sit here with no acting credits listening to somebody else with no acting. That was a joke because we talked about that off camera. But and had we recorded that earlier, that would be funny. Now our listeners are like, these guys are fucking off the hinge. Off the hinge.
But yes, we are.
It's an inside joke that nobody else will get because we're dumb. Yeah. I really applaud voice actors and Steven Yeun, who I don't believe has done any voice acting prior to Invincible, and I could be very wrong about that. Nails it. And he gives me, there's so much like energy in his fucking voice performance that it just blows my mind.
Yeah, I mean, he's done a few things here and there, but
voice acting?
Yeah, Tuca and Birdie, I don't know what that is.
I don't know what that is either.
But Invincible, it seems like, is definitely the biggest one. Doesn't matter. Just being able to, I was just curious, and then I was like, there's a lot of credits.
No,
I'm not gonna dive into it.
Fucking, I just like set.
Oh, I completely missed it. I'm so sorry. do you want to try it again? Because if I didn't notice it, maybe other people wouldn't have. Ready, set, go.
It's way funnier. It's way funnier that you didn't get it, but it's okay. Speaking of art, because I was like, there's so much energy in his voice performance, and I thought you were going to take it from there, and you didn't. And I was like, ah, god damn it,
Chad. I distracted myself. I'm so sorry. But speaking of energy, first off, go watch Invincible. If you haven't, you're seriously missing out. But if you like the energy, you should check out Ray's Energy Drinks. I'm so mad at myself. Gonna have to call my mom and tell her that I'm disappointed in myself. It's gonna be a first time conversation that we've ever had. But Ray's Energy, it's an energy drink with zero calories, zero sugar, zero crash, lots of great flavors. If you don't like energy drinks, that's totally fine. They have other stuff to choose from, like protein-packed desserts, supplements, and a handful of plant-based options, which we love over here when companies offer that. So listen up, learn how to save 15%. We'll be right back with you for some trivial nerd suit. What's up, nerds? I wanted to take a minute and talk to you about Ray's Energy, an incredible energy drink that provides max energy with zero crash. Ray's Energy takes a giant leap of faith with instilling a high-quality formula to bring a powerful, yet sustained, energetic experience to help you push your workouts and focus to the next level. Perfect for anyone at any time, empowered by their Refresh formula technology, Ray's Energy delivers a performance-enhancing energy drink that aids in multiple different categories that include targeted focus, better recovery time, improved clean energy levels, and a boost in stamina and hydration. But most importantly, every can of Ray's Energy has absolutely zero calories, zero sugar, and zero carbohydrates to give you a smarter and healthier option. So don't settle for an energy drink that contains more sugar and carbohydrates than you can count. Instead, head over to repsports.com. That's repsports.com, and use the promo code NERDPODCAST at checkout for 15% off your order. Or if you don't know what you want, go ahead and click the link that's in the description to get a $50 sample pack for free. All you do is you cover the cost of shipping. Again, make sure you use promo code NERDPODCAST at checkout to let them know that we sent you.
All right, friends, it is time for Trivial Nerd Suit. This week's question is for Chad, and it is provided by Marty over at digicattech.com. If you would like to submit a question and try to stump one of us, please reach out to us on Instagram over at All Things Nerd Pod and send Chad a message for a question to stump me, and vice versa if you're trying to stump him. But that being said, are you... Oh, fuck. Yeah. Are you ready for the question?
Mm-hmm.
I hope so, because I'm reading it whether you are or not.
No, wait. No, I'm just kidding. Okay, go.
Okay, here we... What is the title of the science fiction film where a divorced longshoreman and his estranged children face an invasion of extraterrestrial war machines, leading to a desperate struggle for survival as these machines attack major cities around the world? Fuck. Really?
Okay. So science fiction, long...
You want me to read it again?
Yeah, I think I have my first guess, but...
Give me your first guess, and then I'll read it again.
Is it War of the Worlds?
Nailed it.
Okay.
Yes.
I was trying to remember...
I literally left the... So Marty, he added another part in there, and I was like, no. I didn't read it. But the end of that question was...
That's why I was acting confused, because you're like... There's a line in this that gives it away, and I was like, okay.
I mean, the whole thing, I mean, yeah, that was an easy one. I'm really mad about that. Not actually mad, but fuck you. But the end of the question was...
I thought how easy the last one was to me that you still got wrong.
Yeah. It says, with the invaders ultimately succumbing to Earth's microbes. And I was like, I'm not reading that part. It's like, that's going to give it away. And but the literally war and worlds is in the question. And I'm like, it's fucking... The answer is in the question. No. Like, how do I reword this?
Okay, so I when you told me, you're like, it's like right there in the question. Yeah. And I was... So I was like listening for it, right? And then you're like longshoreman also, and I was like, I think this is War of the Worlds, but I don't remember what he did. I just remember he had a Mustang and worked on a dock.
Yeah, no, he was stacking containers.
Yeah, he was like the crane operator. Mm-hmm. I didn't know that that's what a longshoreman was.
I didn't either.
I thought he was a crane operator.
I could pretend that I knew that, but I didn't.
God, that was a good movie.
That was a great movie. One of...
I want to go back. I want to watch the BBC TV show that they...
They only put out one season. Is there another season out? I watched the first season, and I loved it.
Does it not end with...
No, I'm a ridiculous person.
Could say. Okay, ridiculous person. What's up?
I was thinking of The Mist. They made the Mist TV show, and I only saw the first season of it, and I didn't think that they put out another season. So when you said that, I was like, this is a TV show. I think I've seen it. Was there only one season? But I was not even on the same TV show. I'm dumb. I'm a dumb, dumb person.
That's totally
That's a bummer. There's a War of the Worlds TV show?
Yeah, I don't know how far it went.
Do you have it pulled up?
I'm in the process of pulling it up. Oh, okay, so it aired in 2019.
Okay. How many seasons?
I'm getting there. There's 24 episodes. 24.
So that's... One or two seasons, maybe.
Three seasons.
War of the Worlds, huh?
Yeah, 8 episodes each. I could have sworn that it was a BBC thing. It was originally aired on Epix.
Okay.
Why are you wagging your finger about me saying BBC? It's because your mind is dirty. BBC is the British broadcast channel. Go fuck yourself.
I know what it is, you pervert.
Yeah, you definitely weren't thinking about big black cocks.
Whoa, I wouldn't have said that. That's racist, bro.
It's another acronym for that. Don't put me in a corner. Nobody puts Chad in the corner. Swayze would be so mad at you right now, he would dance.
There's 3 seasons of that show.
Yeah, I guess each season is 8 episodes.
If you times 8 by 3, it's 24. Did you know that?
Yeah.
I'm laughing at myself. Because I was like, it's got to be either 1 season. Because, like, if you watch, like, Supernatural or Smallville, they're like 20-something episodes per season. But if you break it up into 2, you have 16 episodes.
Yeah.
So I'm like, that wouldn't work. 2. So yeah, 3 is obviously the logical choice.
One of the
so I was poking fun at myself, not at you.
Is Daisy Edgar Jones, who is also in Under the Banner of Heaven.
Oh yeah, she
was Brenda. She's
also in Fresh with what's his face, the Sebastian? Winter Soldier guy,
Sebastian.
Sebastian, yeah. Where the Crawdads fucking lay or some shit like that. She's in that one too. She's in the upcoming Twister movie. Where the
Crawdads sing.
Yeah, whatever they do, whatever.
And Twisters.
Yeah, the upcoming one. Yeah. Awesome. Good for her.
I'm going to check that out. I wonder where you can stream it now, because...
Which one? The Crawdads?
No. War of the Worlds.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I know that, like, so in... I've seen 2 War of the Worlds. I saw the original with... Howell? Fuck, what's his name? He was Pony Boy in... The Outsiders.
That's wild because he was Tom Cruise was also in The Outsiders.
Yeah, and so Tom Cruise was the predecessor after that. It's like C something Howell. What is it? Your fingers are faster than mine. On the keyboard. Don't be weird about it.
You're the one making it weird.
I am making it weird.
Let's go The Outsiders.
C. Thomas Howell. That's got to be it.
C. Thomas Howell, yeah.
Yeah.
Pony Boy.
Yeah. Fuck. I beat the computer. Yay, people. But yeah, I remember that one, and then I saw the Tom Cruise one, which is great too. And they literally just, like, the aliens just, like, fry people. Or fry the earth and then consume their essence after they spray it all over the planet, which is what I like to do with Crybaby Craig's hot sauce. I like to I like to spray it on everything and then consume it. And that is our sponsor number 2 spot.
You have a little spray bottle for it.
That would be amazing. Oh my God, I gotta reach out to Craig. You can borrow it, bud, but I want royalties.
Good afternoon, Sharks. I'm here to talk about this great attachment for any hot sauce. Sorry.
Sponsor number 2 is Crybaby Craig's hot sauce. It's a pickled habanero and garlic hot sauce that goes on practically anything. Listen up. We'll tell you more about it.
Hey, you nerds. Do you love spice? Supporting small businesses? What about enhancing the flavor of your favorite foods? If you said yes to any of those, our good friends over at Crybaby Craig's have the perfect solution for you.
Crybaby Craig's is a pickled habanero and garlic hot sauce that goes perfectly with your favorite foods, adding the perfect amount of spice and enhancing the flavor of everything it touches. Started in Minneapolis by Craig back in 2012, Crybaby Craig's has become a Minneapolis and Minnesota staple in the sauce world. So head over to crybabycraigs.com and order yours today.
All right, nerds. There's been quite a bit of nerd news that we want to talk about. We want to dive into a handful of these topics. First off, Julia Garner has been cast as the Silver Surfer for the Fantastic Four film. Before anyone gets into a hissy fit, you know, they want to speak to managers, whatever. She's not playing a female version of Norman.
She's playing the actual version of the Silver Surfer,
who is female. Shala Ball. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but that's how, when you read it, because we've never had a live action female Silver Surfer.
No.
So I, Shala Ball.
Don't know who Julia Garner is. She plays, I forget her name. She's in Ozarks, the little feisty blonde from Ozarks. That's her. And a lot of people are losing their shit about this. I personally, Chad and I have talked about this off screen, and we think you're being kind of a bitch about it. She's a fantastic Ruth. Yes. Yeah. That's her name in Ozarks. She's a fantastic actress. If you haven't seen Ozarks, then your opinion is none, because,
or Inventing Anna.
She's fantastic in everything she's been in thus far. So I think she's going to kill it. This doesn't mean, and this is just fucking stroking your little egos, that doesn't mean that there is no Norrin coming. Okay, we know that everything right now is very multiversal, with Deadpool Wolverine, with the Loki series, with the Avengers Secret Wars. Like, it's, everything's very multiversal. So
I mean, the Fantastic Four film, sorry to cut you off. No,
you're fine.
Is supposed to take place in like the 1960s of a different universe.
Which is, how is that gonna merge into present time? Maybe like a Captain America situation. Cause the Fantastic Four are coming to present time. They're just, this movie isn't going to be in present time. They even hinted at it in Doctor Strange 2 when he meets the Illuminati, and when Krasinski's character comes on screen and he goes, "Richards, didn't you guys chart in the 60s? Meaning that they launched into space in the 60s. So this movie will take place in the 60s, but then become relevant to real time.
I mean, in Doctor Strange, the Multiverse of Madness, there was a music group called the Fantastic Four that did hit the charts in the 60s. So, like, it's...
He didn't say you hit the charts. He said, didn't you guys chart in...
Yeah, so it could be like a double meaning leading into this, but there was a Fantastic Four that charted in the 60s.
No, because they also made reference in WandaVision, too, about the Fantastic Four. We talked about it on this podcast. That was like a year and a half ago, or however the fuck long ago that was. That was a while ago.
Yeah.
But they made a reference to the Fantastic Four as early as WandaVision, which was the first MCU Disney Plus TV show to hit, and they made a Fantastic Four reference all the way back then, And now they're leaning heavier and heavier into it as we go forward. And now obviously we have the cast and blah, 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 blah. But yeah, so I don't think it was like a play on words in Multiverse of Madness. It was
I think it was both. Because in the first Doctor Strange, you know, he like his music knowledge, you know, in that first like surgery scene, I think it allowed for like a both and situation.
Maybe like before they had anything, they were like, hey, let's make a reference, but we don't know where we're going yet. And yeah. Now that they have a direction, they're like, yeah, that's what we meant.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So like a yes and at an improv class, you know, just keep going.
But anyways, yeah, female Silver Surfer, I'm here for it. Now we just have to figure out, is it going to be a totally CGI character? Is it going to be not? You know, like how do you...
capture, you know.
Yeah.
Or like Josh Brolin.
Yeah, motion capture rather than CGI.
As Thanos, where, you know, it's still the face, but then everything else. That's probably what it will be.
I assume so.
Also because...
Yeah.
You pointed it out to me, you know, in the comics with the female Silver Surfer, you know, she's taller.
Smart.
Yeah.
She's very voluptuous. And I don't mean that I'm not body shaming anybody. I think Julia Garner is very attractive. I'm not, but she's like 5'2", yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
And
she's
very, very skinny. Petite. And small. And that you don't have to accompany those tropes. You don't have to be like, oh, she's got big boobs and a big ass and blah, blah, blah. So you don't have to be like, oh, this girl's going to play her, but we're going to CGI her with all this stuff and just use her voice. I'm not saying that. I'm just curious if they're going to CGI the comic accurate version of Silver Surfer. Or if they're going to, like you said, motion capture and just let Julia Garner be herself, yeah. But Silver. You know, that's all I'm saying. Nobody gives a shit over here on our podcast what that looks like. We just want good content. That's all we care about. So,
And with her acting chops, it's going to be good.
Probably going to be very good.
Yeah. Especially with the writing team, the rest of the cast. There's high hopes over here. Brandon Urie would be singing if he was invited about these high hopes.
Also, as one door closes, another one opens. That's what God says, right?
One of them.
Invincible is done, unfortunately. But taking that Thursday spot in our weeks and our hearts is the Fallout series. Unfortunately and fortunately, I believe they are just episode. They're dumping all the episodes, so it's not a weekly thing. You should be able to just consume it all when it drops on Thursday, which is the day after this podcast drops.
Yeah, I will definitely consume all those episodes. Just nom 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 nom.
And we will be nom nom nomming those episodes on this podcast.
What a weird way to phrase that, bud.
You started it. Yeah, but you said it.
We based on the season and how the show goes, we might split it up. Because we don't know the length of the episodes. We don't know how much information, how much action, how much story happens per episode.
We also have a ton of content to cover this month, and it's really hard to find. Like, there was a movie, Monkey Man, released this week, and we were not able to see it. We want to see it. We will see it, and we will talk about it. But there's so much shit going on right now in the month of April that we're like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
How are we going to make this work? We both work full-time jobs. We have lives. I have a kid. Like, it's tough. I'm also moving. We bought a house.
Yay.
Sorry. I'll leave that there, but that's why we haven't been able to.
I'm just kidding.
That's why we haven't been able to do as much as we would very much like to. So,
yeah.
But yeah, they're episode dumping. Yeah. All of the episodes on Thursday, as far as I am aware, and that's really cool. So,
yeah, and to take a little bit of a step back, because Invincible did just end, but we know that they're working on season three. It's pretty much done.
The voicing is done.
The voicing is done. I think they're
still working on the animating, but yeah.
Animating, matching words to mouths, things like that. One thing that it was quiet. It just happened. They didn't want to bring controversy to it. But good on Amazon and the showrunners for doing this. Ezra Miller was replaced in Invincible. I mean, he was very... they very much were a side character. They voiced Dr. Sinclair. Mm-hmm. Was it Dr. Sinclair? In the show, the robotics person. Maniac, whatever. Ezra Miller was recast and revoiced by... I didn't even pull it up by... but from someone else. And then it seems like Dr. Sinclair in the show might have a few more spots, but it'll be a new voice actor going forward, which... Good on Amazon for doing that and recognizing the problem that Ezra Miller created
is,
as themselves.
Is the problem that Ezra Miller is.
Yeah. What else did we get this week?
We got our first... I know we talked about this last week or the week before, that they are... it was in our nerd news that they are making a Frankenstein... Bride of Frankenstein movie with Christian Bale. I don't know who the female lead is as the bride. I know that is a Maggie Gyllenhaal or Gyllenhaal, as Jake told us that we have to say it. She is the director. Christian Bale is. We didn't know at the time when we mentioned this a couple weeks ago who he was playing. Because what's his name? Moon Knight. Fuck,
help me out. Oscar Isaac.
Oscar Isaac is also in this. And we were like, is Christian Bale Frankenstein's monster, or is it Oscar? We did get our first look at this, and it is Christian Bale as Frankenstein's monster. There is a slight annoyance for me with the appearance of this. Looks great. Love Christian Bale. But he's got a bunch of tattoos, and it's like, oh, are we doing a Jared Leto
Joker
Frankenstein? Like, come on, just let it be Frankenstein's monster. Why with the tattoos? They're doing this with the Crow, the new adaptation of the Crow. He's like all tatted up, has face tattoos and like a whatever that. It's like a mullet, but it's also kind of like a faux hawk. You know, haircut, like, whatever. Do what you want with but don't do this. Why? Why are you guys doing this?
Like,
I know it's modern times, but we want the originality of these characters. We don't want you to make them.
Don't do it for the sake of doing it, especially with the remake of The Crow. I get, because it's based in modern times. But... the movie is just called The Bride. But it says in the description that it's based in the 1930s.
Chest tattoos in the 1930s?
Yeah.
Bet.
Exactly. Like,
Is it based? So this is where I'm, because I wonder if like there's like a time gap where it's like maybe because like maybe it's based in the 1930s where like Frankenstein's monster is lonely and whatever, and maybe it's like his search for love and then finds through generations the bride of Frankenstein, you know what I mean? Yeah. Which also that title is weird because if Frankenstein, Dr. Frankenstein was the creator, then the bride of Frankenstein doesn't make sense because then she would be the bride of the doctor and not the monster. Am I wrong?
No, if you're taking it literally. Yeah.
Anyways, so I wonder if there's like a gap in time. That would explain the tattoos, but it also why with the tattoos? Sorry, Maggie. I think you're brilliant, but why?
Yeah. I mean, I still have high hopes for it. The cast is... Oh,
I am all in. 110%. I am here for it. If any of our listeners have seen my basement out there, it is Dracula, Wolfman, Creature from the Black Lagoon, Frankenstein's Monster, The Invisible Man, courtesy of Chad Hilson, Godzilla, King Kong. I love Dracula, my monster movies. And I've watched all of the originals, like the black and whites. Like, I love them, love them, love them. That's why I'm being a little harsh about it, but I am very hopeful that this is going to be fantastic.
I'm
still very stoked.
I'm sure it'll be great. Just from the cast alone and Maggie Gyllenhaal, you know, directing.
Oh, you said it wrong.
Maggie Gyllenhaal. Sorry, was that better?
Much.
I'm very, very hopeful. I'm not worried. Just when that's the only image that we have so far, it's hard not to.
It's super like angsty teen too, because he's got like a overcoat on with it like open and his tattoo showing, and he's like holding his hair backwards. It's very like 90s Christian Slater. Like,
I was gonna say it was like my senior photos, because
you took senior photos.
Yeah, thank you. definitely did, and it was at the point in time before Minnesota was like, no one under the age of 18 can get tattooed. So like, I had a few tattoos, and you know, it was. I was an emo kid. Of course I had moody photos. Fuck off. moving on from that, another dark and brooding thing that we're very excited about is Daredevil Born Again has wrapped filming.
The first part, apparently it's broken into two parts, which is annoying, as we mentioned then earlier about like, Invincible.
You're getting but 18 episodes.
Part what it is, yeah, separated. It is more episodes than normal, so yay. But they are splitting it into two parts.
Then just so say you're getting season one is 9 episodes.
Yeah, so just first part is done filming. And I will leave you alone to talk about it because I steamrolled you a little bit, sorry.
Totally fine. But what's cool is that we have set photos of Jon Bernthal back as the Punisher. Bloody. Just, why are you counting? But why? What do you mean?
There's so many. There's all the people that are coming back.
Yeah.
Not just Jon Bernthal.
Yeah. And maybe Flynn Jones.
Flynn Jones?
I don't know.
Oh, the kid who plays...
Yeah, Iron Fist. Iron Fist. Is that not his name?
He won't be back in Daredevil. He's but he gonna might make be his return back. In Shang-Chi 2.
Yeah.
Yeah. Flynn Jones.
What did I say? Floon?
Not something else. Maybe. Floon. Maybe you said Flynn and I was like, that's not right.
Floon. Floon Jones.
wow. We're dumb.
Yeah, but you know, Karen Page, Foggy, all of them are
Bullseye. is back.
Yeah.
Kingpin is the big bad.
Oh.
You know?
But we knew that from Echo.
Yeah.
But it's still just Vincent D'Onofrio coming back.
D'Onofrio. Yeah, I always forget. Yeah. Yeah. Jessica Jones, Kristen Ritter as Jessica Jones is supposed to. Luke Cage is also supposed to be coming back. Like, they're bringing all the OGs. I don't know if Luke Cage is going to be in Daredevil. It would make the most sense to me, especially with the way that Defenders ended.
Yeah.
That they bring those characters back. But yeah, I'm stoked.
I'd be very okay with seeing Mike Coulter come back. Ooh, the question is, are we going to get Claire back? You know, Rosario Dawson.
I hope so. Her and I think we mentioned this when we, like, two or three weeks ago, but I think, and I forget her name. You have it pulled up. The girl who plays Finn. Is it Finn? I think you said Flynn, and it's actually Finn Jones.
Oh, you're probably right.
But the girl who's his opposite, I forget her name off the top of my head.
Who's his opposite? You mean that plays Colleen, Jessica?
Yeah, yes. Jessica Henwick. Yeah. Yes. So we had mentioned two or three weeks ago that she turned down the role in Shang-Chi as
his sister
because she was hopeful that she was going to return to the MCU as what was her name again?
Colleen.
Yeah. And that at the time I was like, oh man, they're rewriting so much. That's a bummer. That's not going to happen. And now with the reviving of these Netflix characters, like, good on you. Like, that's bet. Like, good for you. I'm happy she did that because that would cause a problem. Now, you know, like, had she taken that role and then now they revived all this shit, what would they fucking do? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
which one gets recast?
Exactly. Know? Yeah. So I am so happy, and I hope that the Iron Fist cast comes back, because I know a lot of people were really upset about Iron Fist. I wasn't a huge fan of season two myself.
Same.
But season one was fire. The Defenders was fire. That kid kills it in that role. Same with Jessica Chenwick.
Jessica Henwick.
Fuck. My brain isn't working today. Nobody knows this, but I'm very hungover. I had a 3:30 in the morning kind of night. Jessica Henwick, yes. I want to see those characters back in these roles. I think they nailed it. I loved it. Season two was a little
better writing. Which they
cheesy, yeah, on the writing side, but the characters are great. The actors and actresses that are playing those characters are nailing those roles, and I want all of those people back. Yes, please, with better writing, which we'll have with the MCU. Yes, please.
The only thing that I would be very
I almost just took my shit. I literally just out of for no reason, I was like, I'm going to drink it. And I was like, wait, that's the closeout shot. What am I doing?
It's not. You can drink it because we will pause before then. the only way that I would be more excited for recasting of Luke Cage, Iron Fist and stuff like that is if they're going to age them down to match Spider-Man, Tom Holland. Just because I really enjoyed the Spectacular Spider-Man animated series where they're all, you know, the same age.
Yeah.
Other than that, I love the actors that have played all of these roles. I just want to see them have better writing behind them.
I just don't think you can do that because the age that they, a lot of those characters got their powers, because not all of those characters like had those powers, were much older already. Like Jessica mm-hmm. Jones, she was experimented on as a child. You know what I mean? Like, and then right. progressed into her, you know, so I don't know. I mean, I like that idea. I just don't know if they'll be able to execute that.
Yeah. That iteration from the animated series. So if they were going to recast, be like, okay, let's all go like...
If they were going to like reboot all of those characters.
Exactly. Yes. That's... Thank you for phrasing it better as I'm stumbling over my words.
It's a... I just, as of right now, I don't think that's going to happen, so...
Yeah.
We and get I'm, that, I'm which is great because I run. Love those characters and I love the actors and actresses that are portraying those characters. They look great. They do great. I love Kristen Ritter as Jessica Jones.
Oh, yeah.
I was, and I think we talked about it years ago on this podcast, I was a little worried about it because she is, I mean, I love Kristen Ritter and I, not that she's ever going to hear this, but you know, she's always been a supporting character, not like a lead. And this, so I was a little nervous with her stepping into the Jessica Jones role. But two things she did that made me feel really good. She got rid of those bangs that she is famously known for. And she bulked up a little bit and she murders this role. So in a good way, she kills it. That's the word I should have used. She kills it. It's so good. I love Kristen Ritter. I've always thought she was pretty attractive. And Jessica Jones, she's very attractive.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah.
Like please and thank you. More of this. Why like with the bangs, Kristen?
A lot more.
Why?
Well, I think that was just like a period of time of people being like, you're kind of like Zooey Deschanel, but not quite. So she's like,
no,
I can do this.
Yeah.
And she stopped doing that and it was better. I love her as the Jessica Jones role as well.
Yeah.
Again, it's of the Netflix Marvel shows, they're... Season twos weren't that great, you know, except for Daredevil.
Jessica Jones had three seasons.
I didn't watch the third season. I'm sorry. And I didn't watch the second season of Luke Cage.
Well, you're going to have to now because those characters are fucking relevant now.
I will. It just, I didn't watch them right away. And then I let the internet influence me way more than I'd like to admit. Also, getting off that topic, there's rumors that we're going to be getting another Deadpool and Wolverine trailer soon.
Yeah.
That's about all we know.
That's it.
I'm ready for it.
Sweet. We read it. We want it.
Good night. Bye. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. And then the last thing is that for Nerd News is that read that for the upcoming Spider-Man 4 movie with Tom Holland is that, did I? Am I still frozen?
You're back
Let
now.
Let it go. Let it go. Okay.
You want to build a snowman?
I'll start that over. Do your...
Just keep going. Because it came through afterwards, but just reiterate with Spider-Man 4.
So for Spider-Man 4, we read that with Tom Holland's character as Peter Parker, a.k.a. Spider-Man, he is going to, now that his aunt is dead, his uncle's dead, he has no parents, he lost, as we saw at the end of Spider-Man Nowhere Home, he lost his girlfriend and his best friend. All of the Avengers have forgotten, not all, but we'll see how that plays out.
In theory, all, but we'll, yeah.
All the Avengers have forgotten his identity, which really sets up the, you know, the Stark Tech doesn't recognize Peter Parker anymore, so he had to make his own suit instead of having the amped up suit that Tony made for him. So we're kind of getting now the beginning of Spider-Man. But with the beginning of Spider-Man, Tom Holland's Peter Parker is going to kind of fade away. He doesn't have anybody to connect with, and he's going to lean further into his Spider-Man persona rather than his Peter Parker persona. I think this is really cool.
I'm really excited about this concept of Spider-Man is his main identity.
Mm-hmm.
And we know that it works really well in modern day grounded street level superhero films because of Matt Reeves, the Batman,
mm-hmm.
where Bruce Wayne was like the side character, you know, mm-hmm. like that's the mask, quote unquote. Mm-hmm. I'm excited to see how they do this. 'Cause there's also been, you know, like not really leaks, but you know, reports that throughout Spider-Man 4, he's really only going to have one ally, and we know that through rumors that it's going to be Daredevil. Yeah. Okay, Eddie Munson, we get it. Yeah. But that's really cool. Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah, as you're wearing a Stranger Things-esque shirt. I'm stoked on this.
Yeah. Multiple villains announced. Yeah. Multiple villains announced. Scorpion finally making his return, yes. since Spider-Man 1, Homecoming. He had a very small role and then had a cameo at the end of the movie. Very menacing. And now, did I freeze again? No. It looks like I froze. Okay. And now it looks like he's coming back. Kingpin. And more. I forgot him off the top of it. I also read that there is going to be a new love interest. That Zendaya will have a... And this is all speculation. I don't know shit, you know. But that Zendaya will have a cameo part in the movie rather than like an actual role in the movie. I think it's going to be part of Peter letting go of Peter Parker and
mm-hmm.
flipping onto Spider-Man's persona rather than. And so I wonder if that character is going to be Black Cat.
That would be really cool. 'Cause there's rumors that Donald Glover will be back, but actually as the Prowler. Which
dope.
Is cool, because we got a glimpse of him kind of in his Prowler like armor across the Spider-Verse.
Across.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Which, I mean, I'm here for it. It just sounds hot.
I love Donald Glover, so yeah.
Yeah.
Give me that. It's Mike Donald, and I want it now.
Call Jay.
Call Kevin Feige.
I like how we went the same way and did different things. No, it's going to be... I mean, none of them have let me down so far for the Spider-Man films.
It really... I think what they're going for is we got Tobey Maguire, I think, nailed it the most. Andrew, I love you. I think the Toby's character nailed it the most with him being cut off from everyone, living in that tiny apartment, and you know what I mean? Like he'd barely make an ends meet, but still pushing on to be Spider-Man. And I think that's where they're leaning with this. So they showed at the end of Spider-Man 3 that Tom Holland's Spider-Man is in a small apartment. He's getting his GED because he can't graduate high school now, because nobody even knows who he is. You know what I mean? Like, I think they're leaning heavily into that aspect of Peter Parker's journey, and I think that's really cool because we know, if you've read the comics or watched the cartoons, Peter Parker is very depressed. He's sad, and he doesn't like being Spider-Man, but he knows that, don't fucking say it, I'm gonna, with great power comes great responsibility.
I was going to go Civil War and be like, when you can do the things that he can do and you don't, and the bad things happen, that's on you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So he just kind of takes it on, even though he doesn't fucking want to. And yeah. I think they're leaning more into that, because in the beginning of it, he was very like, woo, this is awesome. I'm really here for it. I want to do this. Put me on the team. Put me in, coach. You know? Yeah. And now it's going to be on the back half of it. Like, I lost everyone because of this. I lost my friends, my family, struggles, my girlfriend. To pay rent, now I'm alone. To keep the fridge full. And Spider-Man is the only thing I have left. And yeah. That is Spider-Man. That's what Spider-Man's supposed to be. Yeah. And it's sad, but
100%.
Yeah. That's what we want.
We want sad. And hot.
We're here. Elder emos over here. We want, yeah. Anyways.
Talk about our next sponsor. I don't want to linger on this too much longer.
You're in the wrong spot, buddy. We already did both our sponsors.
You're right, we did. Okay, sweet.
I was like, did we get a third sponsor?
Now I feel weird for keep saying that we want sad and hot Spider-Man. Because I thought I was laying it up. I completely forgot that we moved our sponsor spot. Sweet. You know, before we close out this episode, so I'm going to go jump in the bath with a toaster. we're going to do that. But we're... Fuck yes. Me, bud. So we're going to close out this episode.
All right. Before we close out this episode, we are going to talk about our honorable mentions. Chad Hilson. What do you got?
Ooh, that was a good progression there. I mean, I've been watching a bunch of Dimension 20 D&D live play. But also, I've been watching more of the TV show Bodies on Netflix. It's interesting. I'm intrigued. I'm not 100% sold on it, but my brain won't let me not finish it. So it's at least doing something right. What about you? What do you have for honorable mentions?
I unfortunately do not have any honorable mentions this week. We are movie. Oh, I have one. I only watched one episode of it. It's called Sugar. That's Colin Farrell. It's his new like gritty crime series on Apple TV. other than that, our lives have been consumed by packing and getting ready for our move into our new house out in St. Cloud. So, not a lot of TV watching has been going on over here. And when it is, it's like Scrubs at bedtime. Yeah. Which, don't get me wrong, I love Scrubs, but it's just kind of background noise because the kid just screams through the whole thing until he falls asleep.
Rewatching stuff that you've seen four or five times anyways.
Yeah. ton going on there, but that's it. That's all I got.
All right. Well, now is the point of the show where we start just rambling off shit that sounds like it could be...
We start begging for money.
Yeah, it's going to sound a lot like copy and or the side effects of a new life-saving drug. So if you really like the show and you want to support us, the best way to do that is to, like Jake said, give us your money. We would really appreciate it. The best way to do that is to go to buymeacoffee.com/allthingsnerd. It's a monthly subscription, and you get behind the scenes, you get bonus content, member-exclusive merch. It's the honestly the best way to support the show. If you don't want to do that, we understand, lame. But you can always go to www.allthingsnerdpod.com, check out our merch store. That's a great way. It's a, you know, one-time purchase, you get something in return. Also a great way to support the show. If you don't want to give us your money at all, again, lame, but we totally understand. Just like, share, subscribe, follow us on social medias, all of them. That's honestly super helpful. Anyways, I know we say lame. It's because it's funny. But
and
like,
we are funny, damn it.
We are. There's t-shirts and stickers to prove it. We really appreciate it. Also, from our Trivial Nerd Suit, sponsor of Digicat Tech, if you're in the need of any sort of digital marketing, sales strategies, or just
website building,
just trying to expand whatever you have going on, check out digicattech.com. Reach out to Marty. He's a fucking wizard. We love him over here. If you like other nerdy stuff, especially Dungeons & Dragons, and are looking for a live play D&D podcast, check out the Kobolds in the Basement podcast. It's bi-weekly. It's hosted by yours truly, Chad, from the All Things Nerd podcast. In our most recent episode, Jake was a part of it. He was there. It was a good time. But most importantly, we just want to say thank you. We love you. Thank you for your support. We love you. Can I say thank you again? Yeah, I'm going to say thank you again. But in all seriousness, this has been the All Things Nerd podcast.